It's official. The news has just been released with the pips there. Labour's dropped the pledge to spend £28 billion a year on green projects. Let us get some reaction from the Conservative Party. Laura Trott is Chief Secretary to the Treasury and joins us from Westminster. And Laura, thank you for your time. Now, let's just be clear. You were against the £28 billion policy. You've attacked it. They've junked it. So it is much safer now, according to you, for us all to vote Labour than it was.
Well, Evan, they can't even do a U-turn properly because what Keir Starmer has confirmed today, that they're still committed to all the policies in their 2030 energy plan. Right. And that means, as they've said numerous times, that costs £28 billion. So all they have confirmed today is that they do not have a plan to pay for it, which means higher taxes on working people. And it means
So they haven't made a U-turn, you're saying?
They haven't even U-turned properly. This is what's so extraordinary about the situation.
But I thought actually they have a U-turn. They've assigned a budget. This is what we're going to spend. And obviously, if we get fewer homes, for example, insulated in the money we've allocated, well, the money has been allocated. We can't do as many homes as we'd like. It's not that they're going to spend the money that you're now saying they're going to spend. They're not going to spend that money.
But they literally say, and I'm reading from their press release here, they've reconfirmed the commitment to the policies announced.
But that didn't add up to £28 billion, because the £28 billion was giving you a lot more than just the announced policy.
No, it wasn't. That was how much they said the package of policies were going to cost.
No way. They weren't going to. The things they'd committed to were not adding up to £100 billion over the Parliament, I don't think.
It was £28 billion a year, yeah.
Well, we'll have to disagree on that. I don't think it was that. But when it comes to U-turns, and your party's been quite good at, you know, accusing Keir Starmer of flip-flopping and the like.
Well, I mean, he has been.
Yeah. But haven't you been doing that as well?
I mean, it is extraordinary. If you just look at this, this one thing, Evan, this is their key economic policy, and they can't even agree on this. You know, there's been briefings, as you've been saying earlier, for ages. You know, are you Team Starmer? Are you Team Reeves? You know, Rachel Reeves has not been able to say the £28 billion literally 2 days ago. I think Keir Starmer was saying it's absolutely necessary and was going to be in the manifesto. So this has been just a total mess, the likes of which I don't think we've seen for a number of years.
I mean, we could talk about some of the U-turns that your own government has made. You will have made them. Your manifesto said no rise in national insurance. Then there was a rise in national insurance. That was reversed. You said there would be a health and social care levy. It was planned at the same time, in fact, the same month as the Green Prosperity Plan. That's been abandoned. There was going to be social care reform. That's gone. HS2, that's gone. The electric car mandate, 2030, now 2035. Immigration reform, that was introduced by your government. It's been reformed by your government. One of the reforms, to pare back the immigration reform, that's been partially restored. So that's been U-turned on a U-turn. We've had smaller ones like railway station ticket halls. They were going to go, they're not. Fines for missing GP appointments, they were going to be imposed, they're not. There was going to be a bonfire of EU law. There was a reversal on that. I mean, basically, isn't that what good politics is about, is changing your mind?
So I contest a couple of those, but just to kind of
But you can't
be clear,
contest the bulk of them. I mean, are U-turns, clear U-turns made by this government.
So we have had to make some difficult decisions because of COVID. We had to borrow £400 billion to help support people through COVID and then £100 billion. Then £100 billion to support the energy plan. So we've had to make some difficult decisions in that. I completely accept that. But what is extraordinary is within this Labour document, they actually say that, you know, because of what we've done to the economy, they're having to change their plans. But they recommitted to this last June. And borrowing costs since then have gone down and the fiscal headroom has gone up.
Since June?
Yes.
Since they introduced the policy, let's just be quite clear, the public finances have deteriorated quite markedly, right?
Well, just to be clear, that they recommitted to this in June last year. So that is.
Well, they might have been hoping that things would brighten up again.
And
it's now
they
clear
have.
They have
and
not
they
really
have.
Brightened
no.
up nearly enough.
No. Oh, my,
not
oh my
nearly
goodness.
Enough to let them spend 1.5% of GDP a year on green investments.
Evan, I mean, think about where we were a year and a bit ago compared to where we are now.
No, I'm looking at where we were 2.5 years ago when they introduced the policy. Well, and things are much, much worse. We've borrowed a whole lot more than we thought. And a policy that might have been affordable then looks much less affordable now. And they've changed their mind on it, which is what you've have done 100 times as a government.
I don't think it's unreasonable to compare when they last recommitted to this being in the manifesto as a point to now. I think that is a reasonable comparison to make. And since then, the economy has turned a corner because of the difficult decisions that we've made, because we have a plan, which we need to stick to, or go back to square one with Labour.
I want to just look ahead at the budget, because there's something quite interesting going on, which is one of Rishi Sunak, your leader's, five pledges is that debt should be falling. And the words he used were, we'll make sure our national debt is falling so that we can secure the future of public services. Now, on the latest projections, the latest official projections, debt is rising. Let's just be quite clear. Debt goes up over the next few years. It's higher in 4 years than it is now. It's not going to change that much in the next projection you'll get at the budget. What is puzzling me is how you can be even talking about tax cuts when a central pledge is getting debt down and debt is going up.
So the central pledge is one of our fiscal rules, which is that debt needs to be falling over the five-year fiscal forecast as a percentage of GDP, which it is.
No, it's higher in 5 years than now.
Not as a percentage of GDP.
Yeah, no, it's higher. It's going up. It's lower in the fifth year relative to the fourth year. So it goes down at the end of the projection. But in 5 years, I think it's higher at the end of the project. Yeah, 23.4, 89% of GDP. 28.9, it's 93% of GDP. Debt goes up. It falls at the end of 5 years a little bit. But that doesn't mean debt is coming down. That means debt is going up. It's higher. It's higher in 5 years than now.
It's falling as a percentage of GDP.
No, it's higher as a percentage of GDP.
I'm not sure. I think.
Well, this is really basic. I'm looking at the latest OBR table. Public sector net debt, ex-Bank of England, 28.9, 92.8%, 23.4, 89%. So it's up in 5 years. Now, I'm amazed that you don't know that debt is rising, but you're the one who's planning.
No, it's not as a percentage of GDP.
I'm looking at the percentage of GDP.
This is, I think I need to have the figures. I've got different figures, so I think we just need to.
Okay, yeah. Let's just suppose if debt is higher on the OBR forecast in 5 years than now, you couldn't possibly be cutting taxes while your pledge is that debt should be falling.
The point is that we have our fiscal rules, and within those we have an amount of headroom. So we will only do things that are fiscally responsible and sit within our fiscal rules.
It's a really, really big point, this, isn't it? And one of us has obviously got it wrong. I think I'm looking at the right table and I think I'm looking at the right line. And it's possible that the figures will all change. But at the moment, it looks to me like debt is higher in 5 years than it is now. And you're still talking about tax cuts. And I'm just wondering how you do that if you're debt falling is one of your key five pledges.
Percentage of GDP over the five-year forecast. Yes,
and I'm looking at the percentage of GDP line. That's the only relevant one.
So I think that we've always said that we will only do things within our fiscal rules and where it is affordable for us to do so. So yes, we want to cut taxes. We believe that drives growth, but we will only do it if it sits within our fiscal rules.
Laura Trott, interesting conversation. We should probably both go and look at the books, make sure we haven't made a mistake, but obviously. Really interesting point about whether debt is going up or going down on your watch. Laura Trott, Chief Secretary to the Treasury, thank you so much.